Andy Caldwell, VP of IT Services at Asperion. In this role, he's the Acting Security and Compliance Manager supporting HP Enterprise Services for a government agency enterprise data center. He also serves as Security Compliance Lead in supporting the development and deployment of multiple private cloud systems for the agency. He also worked closely with the agency privacy and FISMA compliance offices to develop the privacy assessment and FISMA inventory methodology for its private cloud services. Please welcome Andy Caldwell to Cloud Computing East. Go ahead and just hit the next one, I think it should.
Okay. Oh, it's not me. Not the rest of his. There we go. Yeah, mine are those simple looking slides there. So thank you, Ross, for that eloquent introduction. This is my second year with Cloud Computing East, and I've just been really impressed with Don and Marty's ability to bring in the most choice individuals in cloud computing, you know, both service providers as well as the consumers. Unfortunately, none of those people were able to come and talk to you about cloud metrics today, so you'll have to listen to me. As Ross pointed out, I'm really more of a security guy. What I've gotten the last few times I've attended, this conference is for us all to get together and learn from each other. So hopefully I'll help you learn a little bit about performance metrics, you know, from what I've learned. And, I appreciate everyone attending this morning. So cloud performance metrics, just want to kind of cover this at a high level. So in the introduction, we'll do a couple of definitions. Want to look back and then look ahead. So in case you came in off the street and you're not real clear about what cloud computing is, I want to give you a little definition from the NIST publication. So it's a model for enabling ubiquitous, convenient, on-demand network access to a shared pool of configurable computing resources. Leave it to the government to make something real wordy. So these resources can be rapidly provisioned and released with minimal management and effort or service provider interaction. Now we've heard speakers throughout the conference talking about these different points. One of the things that's interesting from a government cloud perspective is the agility of provisioning resources. As it's pointed out, you know, there are a lot of requirements, policies, laws that they have to adhere to, and rapid provisioning does not lend themselves to that, to compliance to those regulations. So another thing I'd like to define a little bit for you this morning is FedRAMP. So FedRAMP is the Federal Risk and Authorization Management Program, a government-wide program providing standardized approach to security assessment, authorization and continuous monitoring for cloud products and services. So what that basically does is every federal system has to be authorized to operate. So what FedRAMP is doing is giving us a standardized approach to doing those authorizations. Doing those assessments. So once you're authorized, you can leverage those authorizations multiple times. So you, I believe it was Jeffrey yesterday with Dell did a very good job at explaining how that works. So you do the assessment one time, then you can leverage that over and over again, and you save a lot of resources from having to repeat that every time you deploy the same solution. So it's a cost-effective way to reuse those assessments. One thing that's sometimes overlooked as part of the FedRAMP process is the continuous monitoring for the products and services. The government is required to report, at the federal level on all the systems that they have deployed. So that's one thing that that's still in the process of being developed, is how we do that continuous monitoring, what are the metrics and requirements that we're looking for that we need to report up on. So looking back, today, cloud products and services have matured. They become well established, and they continue to mature, as they get feedback from the consumers of those products. Industry leaders have emerged. You know, we got a lot of you guys here today, this week. You think about your Amazons, your Microsofts, your SAP, your IBM. Very well established in the marketplace. So their products offerings have continued to mature. You know, when we first started looking at cloud products, you know, they didn't really have the full feature set that the consumers needed or that they were looking for. That has changed and is continues to change. Providers are answering the consumer demands. You know, what do you need from our cloud offering? You know, as we get more and more customers into the environment, the interaction produces a better product. We're getting more visibility into the products and services provided. You know, as it was stated earlier, you know, it's a checkbox methodology to get through from, I want to buy this, now I got my product. A lot of times, the consumer doesn't really get to see, you know, the depth of what they're getting. So we're seeing more visibility coming into the product realm because the customers are demanding that. So the future of cloud computing, you know, what's coming next? Now, we talked about big data, bring your own device, data center automation, next generation technologies. You know, this is where we're going. And honestly, the government agencies that we work with, they struggle with these things. You know, you're going to bring an iPhone into the government network. How do we control that? What about the, you know, what happens to the data? What happens if you lose your phone? You know, those things are issues that we're dealing with, but those things are coming. They're going to happen. You know, so we as industry service providers and integrators, you know, have to help the government understand and wrap their mind around how to handle all those issues. So why do we have cloud? What's the motivation? You know, really the bottom line is the value proposition. You know, cloud computing offers the ability to, you know, reduce, but maybe shift your spending on compute. So that's kind of one of the main things that's driving it. Reliability. A lot of federal systems that are rated at a high level have to have DR and COOP. It's very difficult to maintain a 4.9s or a 5.9s for a high system on your own. You got to purchase your own, you know, put your own data centers in place, your own equipment, your own connectivity, then all the support that goes behind it. Difficult to do. Cloud promises and offers a higher level of reliability, you know, with a lower bottom line. Agility, and we talked about this over and over again. Reza gave the example of the Twitter instance with the rock band. So I could give you another example. Say, take an agency like FEMA. You know, FEMA has multiple disasters across, you know, two coasts of the country. They got to surge their capacity to support that. How do they do that? You know, 15-minute lag in resource provisioning, you know, it cost, you know, a website provider some money. You know, a 15-minute or a two-day lapse in resources for FEMA, you know, there may be lives on the line there. And so the government is really depending on the agility that cloud offers and brings to the table. So compliance, you know, we're maintaining our own systems in the government. You know, we have all the processes and procedures in place to do that. With FedRAMP, it offers the government a way to reduce the resources required to remain compliant. Data privacy, you know, this is a huge issue for the government. You know, what data can we put in the cloud? Do we trust the cloud? Is there data that cannot go into the cloud? So data privacy is a big issue. And as you know, the federal government looks at ways to reduce cost and, you know, protect their data, that's definitely one of the motivations for cloud computing. So talking a little bit about the performance metrics, you know, what are the methodologies? So you got two basic directions you can go. You can utilize service provider tools. You can utilize third-party tools. Or kind of a third one is a combination of the two. And, you know, as Sal mentioned, you can, if you have an in-house development yourself, and you can do that scripting and on top of the cloud platform, that's great. But if you can't do that, you know, you got to rely on someone else to help you do that, help do that for you. So using service provider tools. So what are the pros of doing that? So from what I've seen that that's out there, you get financial and performance dashboards. You know, we talked a little bit about that earlier. You want high-level dashboards that provide you the financial status of your cloud offerings. And you also want performance-level dashboards that will give you a visibility into what's going on in your environment. Generally, these are provided as part of the service. You know, we talked about the cloud vendors providing their products and then what the customers are demanding. They're demanding more visibility into the environment because they need to know what's going on. They need to make sure they're getting the investment or return on investment that they're looking for. Service provider tools, it's on the inside of the glass, so it has visibility down into all layers of the offering. And the metrics will be more granular. You can get down to a very low level with the service provided tools. So what are some of the cons of using service provider tools? Is it really an objective assessment? Can you really trust what they're telling you? You know, as we research and choose our partners, we need to make sure that we can trust, you know, the information that they're giving us. How do we do that? You know, we can talk to some of their other customers, you know, do our research and make sure that they're giving us that objective assessment. So it's provided as part of the service. You know, generally, you may see just basic options. If you want more detailed reporting, it may cost you an additional spend on that. Generally, they're not going to help you baseline against and compare with other service providers. You know, if I'm selling you my product is the best, right? To get an objective opinion about the comparison between providers, you know, you may not get that objective view. So using third-party tools, you know, you get that objectivity that you're looking for, you know, comparing across multiple providers. Detailed comparison between multiple service providers, you can break that down, cost, performance, and, you know, any level that you're looking for. A lot of these third-party organizations provide some form of consulting. So if you need a little bit more hand-holding, you can take advantage of that. It'll make sure that these things meet your business and operational needs. So the cons, they're on the outside of the glass. May not give you the level of visibility that you're looking for. It's an additional cost on top of purchasing the cloud offering. So if you're having to pay extra to have somebody come in and give you an objective view, it may not be worth, you may lose the value that you're getting by moving your stuff to the cloud. And it's just one more thing. So what are some of the solutions to address, you know, performance metrics in the cloud? So you need to do your research. What is it that you're looking for? Identify the performance metrics that matter to you, meet your business needs. You know, if you just have a web application, it's not a mission critical system, you may not really need a whole lot of information about it. You know, then again, when we're talking about software development, rapid provisioning, you know, massive systems, you may need more information. So just make sure as you work with your service provider that they provide the metrics that you need to meet your business needs. When you select your service provider, and this was mentioned earlier, read the SLA. Make sure you understand what it is they're offering. Make sure you're using the same terms. What is a user? You know, is it just an account sitting out in an Active Directory system, or is it actually someone touching the data? You know, miscommunications about SLAs can be very costly. Make sure they give you the monitoring capabilities that you're looking for. So one other thing is you can select a trusted partner who can help you navigate the pitfalls of compliance and security and privacy issues. And as we think about the government cloud, you know, we talk about the compliance and privacy issues that they face that we may not see out in the private sector. So I got my 5-minute warning, so I made it to the bonus slides. So with the government cloud, FedRAMP is a very huge consideration. So from a service provider perspective, you know, when you receive your provisional authority to operate from the FedRAMP program, the federal consumer still has to accept the risk for whatever vulnerabilities remain in the environment. So how do you measure that? How do you measure compliance? Continuous monitoring, we mentioned that earlier. That's something that's a lot of times overlooked, even by the government consumers. They're thinking, it's a cloud. Why do I have to report on this? You know, they're the ones that do all that. Well, that's not true. You know, as we said before, they still have to accept the risk for their data that's being put into the cloud system. You know, data privacy performance. How do you measure that? You know, we think about the target issues out there, the Snowden issues. You know, the insider threat is still one of the biggest issues we face in the government environment, cloud or not. So there's been a big focus on increasing data privacy within the federal space, and they're putting a lot more resources into that, but you know, that's still being developed. So how do you measure all those things? That's something that needs to be considered, you know, even as a government consumer of cloud, and then also as a service provider. So authorization to operate does not equal functionality. Just because it's got that checkbox doesn't mean it's going to work for you. And that's really for the government consumers. A lot of times they think, well, we got our ATO, we're good. And then they get in there and the system doesn't perform. The assessments that you get in the FedRAMP program are only good as the assessors. So if you're a cloud service provider, make sure you know what your assessor's capabilities are. Make sure they have the skills that you need for the type of system that you're trying to get approved. And a trusted advisor. So, you know, a third-party assessment organization, they're doing the assessment for you. We always recommend going with a trusted provider that can help navigate you through that process. You know, as private sector companies come up against the NIST and FISMA requirements, they start the process and they go, oh man, what did I get myself into? So having a trusted advisor that's gone through all those things before it can help you be successful. So again, FedRAMP, you know, it's standardized assessments, leveraged authorizations, continuous monitoring. So I'm going to borrow a slogan from my friends over at EDS. You know, cloud is where, you know, we're going. But a lot of times, you know, people make it seem like it's something simple. When you get in the middle of it, it feels like maybe we're herding cats. All right, that's a EDS slogan. So I just want to make sure they get the credit for that. So as a trusted partner, what can Experian do for you? Experian brings deep experience in developing and deploying federal cloud services. Full security lifecycle, you know, from cradle to grave, development to decomposition, authorization to operate, continuous monitoring. You know, that's right in the middle of what we can do for you. Cloud service providers, brokers, federal consumers of security, of FedRAMP products, private cloud products. We work with privacy offices, and we provide compliance support. Independent assessment consulting is kind of what I talked about with the trusted advisor. You know, you're getting your assessment done. You know, we recommend using somebody that can help you navigate through that. And, you know, all different levels of cloud, the cloud paradigm, you know, we've helped develop those things. So as we think about herding cats, you know, as a trusted advisor, you know, we can help you bring in the herd. So I was talking to my associates, and they didn't think I could work this into my slides. These are my 10 kittens. So I put these up there for my little girls. So we can help you bring the herd in. So please come see us at our booth, and I appreciate your time, and thank you for letting me present.